Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We are so thrilled you've made it a point to join us tonight as we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. And we are super excited about our next guest because he has quite a resume. He is an NBA Hall of Famer, had a stellar collegiate and professional career. We know him well right here in H-Town with the Rockets and the University of Houston. And the good news is the great Elvin Hayes. He is now part of the SB Nation radio lineup starting Saturdays with our co-host, Joe George, with our new show. It is titled In the Post. It is such an honor to finally meet the one, the only, the original Big E, Elvin Hayes. Good evening.
Good evening. I am really super happy to be with you, Elissa, because, hey, another E.
That's right. But I'm the unofficial Big E. You are the true, the authentic, the original Big E. And when I heard that you were going to be part of our lineup, I wanted to be one of the first to welcome you on board.
Hey, I'm just elated to be here and be a part of a great team, because that's what that competitiveness between athletes, it just carry on. So when you join a new team, you just want to be a winner. You just want to be a champion. And so I got a lot of champions around. And so I'm just really excited to learn and to become a part of a great team.
Well, Elvin, you are a proven winner. You've got a terrific point guard and your co-host in Joe George. The title of the show is In the Post. Tell us what the program's focus is going to be, and what can our listeners anticipate?
Well, hey, we had Oscar Robertson this morning.
Wow.
A great guy to be down in the post with.
You know
what I try to do, because I played down in the post, so I bring in the different guests who are, and who maybe some of them haven't been down in the post, and they don't know what it's like down there.
How rough it's a whole new world.
Yeah, it's a whole new world down there, and so we try to bring them in and try to educate them to see if they know already about what's happening down there, then, hey, we have to be a little standoffish, but it's going to be a really great show. And like you say, Joe George is just a tremendous guy to work with. I always have to have a good point guard,
sure.
And he's my point guard, and hey, we're taking care of business.
Well, he'll set you up beautifully. So give us a little bit of a sneak peek. What did Oscar Robertson have to share? I'm going to assume you guys started talking about our guy up with the Thunder, Russell Westbrook, a triple-double machine.
Hey, you bet. I was telling, Oscar in 1961, 62, he did it for the whole year. Westbrook right now is going almost about a month right now. And, people don't really understand how difficult that is, because what Russell is doing, Kobe Bryant didn't do it, LeBron James haven't done it. There haven't been a player, in modern basketball to achieve such a goal as this, to have, four consecutive games in a month, to have triple doubles. That's a lot of effort. What I hope, though, is that, because over the last 3 or 4 years he had those injuries, and I hope that all the energy that he's putting out right now, because what he's trying to do is saying, hey, Garnett, Kevin Durant, you left, James Harden, you left, but I'm going to take this team on my back, and I'm going to achieve and accomplish the goals which all of us thought we was going to achieve. I'm going to achieve it. But hey, what he's doing is truly amazing. This is unheard of.
Well, Elvin, here we are in the first weekend in the month of December. Can he sustain that, or should he be putting this kind of load on himself and responsibility? Because this, the true season doesn't get underway until you're talking late April, May.
You're absolutely right, and that's my thinking, because of the fact that if he, take this team right now, and if he get injured, who's going to take that load now? Who's going to be able to
dish out? It's not going to be Victor.
Who's going to be able to score those kind of points? Who's going to be able to rebound like he's rebounding? Because he have taken on this whole basketball team, basically. And, should he get injured or something, that's what I'm worried about. Because really the season do start after the All-Star game. Once the All-Star game, players right now are just positioned and trying to get their bodies and legs in shape. But once after the All-Star game, that's when the season really starts. And that's when your body start kind of getting a little tired. So I hope that he is really able to carry this on with, but I don't think he can carry this on, for the full season. It's a different season. It's a different kind of game now. But I tell you, he's playing great.
How much has the game changed since you were a part of it? You played in the NBA for 16 years.
You bet.
But you look at a player like a Russell Westbrook, we are witnessing something very, very special.
Very special. You know, it's one of those things when I look at the change in the game. I was talking earlier, when I was talking to Oscar, we was talking about they are not producing the big guys. I was a power forward. I think the last power forward that really played the game really rough and hard like that was Karl Malone. Tim Duncan was kind of a power forward, center power forward. But today, when you look at the game, Aldridge maybe with San Antonio, he could be, you know, power forward, center guy kind of play. But there's few power forward and there's few centers. You know, Dwight Howard, he's a big, bulky center. He's kind of a throwback kind of a player. But there's not a lot of centers and a lot of power forwards being developed. I think that your big guys now, your 6'9 guys like LeBron and all of those guys, I think Larry Bird and Magic kind of put those guys in position, like Derek Nowitzki. And you look at Kevin Durant, you know, 7 foot tall. He's an outside scorer. He's like a guard, really. Is he a forward? Is he a big forward? He can do it all. And so I think that the game have changed in that respect from the big guy. They would put him in the center position, put him in power forward. But now these guys, the game have opened up, and it's totally more offensively. They have really, truly opened the game up.
Well, Alvin, do you like the new trend in terms of playing small ball? And you're talking about kind of phasing out the big guy back to your basket, the Karl Malone type of player.
Well, I think that if we could have had both, I think it would have been great. But I think what they're showcasing today is just super great. I think when you look at a team like Golden State, you can't now double-team this team because Durant can wear you out from the outside. Steph can do it to you. You got Thomas. You got Green. Any of these guys, they can shoot this thing from all around three-point area, like with LeBron. There's very few teams now you can double-team. And I just think the game is much more exciting.
Yeah.
You don't have the, you know, where teams are touching and holding players. There's more freedom for the offensive player to really get up the court and get positioned and do things that we couldn't do because they could hand check you and carry you all over the place.
So, right.
Yeah, I think the game have really changed for the best, and I think it's alive and well, and these guys today are playing great basketball.
Oh, Alvin, it certainly is, and it is thriving. We are going one-on-one. The Big E is posting up the other Big E, the original, the true Alvin Hayes, NBA Hall of Famer. Did you know he is the University of Houston men's basketball radio analyst? And we're going to shift gears, and we want to talk a little bit about that. Kelvin Sampson, he's been on our program before. He kind of brought a Sooner train from Norman, Oklahoma. He's got Hollis Price. He's got his son. His daughter is on staff.
Yeah.
And they are 5-1 right now. They're doing very well.
Cougs are playing great basketball. You know, Coach Sampson is just a super coach.
He really is.
After every game, even if they're on the road, I'm texting him.
Yeah.
I'm saying, Coach, you're doing a great job.
Aww.
And the kids have really brought into his program. You got a great group of young men over there. You know, Damian Dotson, Gray, Rob Gray, Jalen Robinson. And all of these kids are really bought into the coach's program. And Coach is such a great, you know, he cares about these young men, and he really, really give these kids just great confidence. And they ran into a buzzsaw in Louisiana the other night, but I tell you, this team is a very exciting basketball team, and it's going to be a very successful basketball team this year. And it's all due to the work ethics of Coach, and Coach Sampson is just a super, super, super coach.
Yes, a big fan of Coach Sampson. In fact, a former Rockets assistant coach. I mentioned with Oklahoma, Alvin, he guided Oklahoma to 10 consecutive 20-win seasons and a Final Four appearance. Obviously, he's doing a great job, and the guys really are on board. What were your expectations, though, coming into this season? I mean, they've gotten off to obviously a fast start at 5-1.
Well, I think so. I was really thinking that they would, because we brought in some new players. Davis, he's a new player come
mm-hmm.
in.
Right.
Amadi Brooks and a bunch of new players. We brought in about 4 or 5 new players this year over the summer. And we lost some really solid players last year who was really just a just strong players. And I was feeling that, oh, man, it's going to be a rough time for us this year. But, hey, I tell you, Coach, I was telling Coach the other night, I say, Coach, you got these kids to jail really fast. I say, what happened? Uh-huh. Because these kids are playing like they have been together for a year or more. But, hey, it's one of those things, it's all due to Coach, because his coaching style, his work ethic style, and his belief in his kids, and the way he work out and the way he practices these kids, like I say, they have really brought into his program. And, hey, they could really surprise some people this year in the conference.
The great Elvin Hayes is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with the original, the true, the Big E.